From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Spanish Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy has given the Catalan regional government 8 days to clarify its intention whether or not to declare independence.
El Consejo de Ministros ha acordado
he demanded confirmation whether or not independence was declared after regional president Carlos Puigdemont Tuesday declared independence but suspended it pending talks with Madrid. The Catalan government is being given to Monday to respond if independence was declared. It's being given another 3 days to reverse course. Monash University analyst Stuart King said the prime minister, criticized for the police crackdown during the October 1 independence referendum, struck the right tone.
I think it's a very astute move on the part of the central government in a response to what was a very ambiguous statement from in the Catalan Parliament.
Carlos Rivadulla, president of the Association of Catalan Businessmen, said Wednesday he believes he knows why the Catalan leader did not outright declare independence.
Probably one of the main reasons why yesterday regional president did not declare directly and forward independence was the pressure from the business corporate community. It was a big signal they sent starting last week, when many of the biggest companies in Catalonia left the region because of the political instability.
Under the Constitution, Spain can dismiss the Catalan government, impose direct rule, and call for new elections. Kenya's electoral board says all 8 candidates from the annulled August 8 presidential election will be able to take part in the repeat poll October 26, including main opposition candidate Raila Odinga, despite his decision to withdraw. Meanwhile, police fired tear gas on protesters Wednesday. Several people were injured as thousands took to the streets, demanding electoral reform in Kenya. This is VOA News. In Northern California, the death toll is now at 21 as firefighters, faced with high winds and low humidity, battle out-of-control fires that have destroyed homes and businesses. Hundreds are missing and unaccounted for. More than 20 blazes have scorched nearly 70,000 hectares across 9 counties since Sunday. Jerry Brown is the state's governor.
We've had big fires in the past. This is one of the biggest, most serious. It's not over.
The Sonoma County city of Santa Rosa is one of the hardest hit areas, with blocks of neighborhoods virtually obliterated by fire. Ken Pimlott is the director of CAL FIRE.
While we yesterday had a brief respite from the winds, we have returned today to red flag conditions, very dry humidities, 8% in many locations, and winds that are surfacing out of the north. In some places, 40 miles an hour.
Firefighters are struggling to strengthen fire containment lines to fight the high winds. U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis said the military is considering changes in the wake of last week's ambush in Niger that killed 4 U.S. service personnel carried out by a suspected Islamic State affiliate. Mattis said the attack occurred in an area where the enemy has not operated before. The patrol was hit hard. It's reported some 40 U.S. and Nigerian troops were attacked by militants riding vehicles, including motorcycles. President Donald Trump is to announce this week whether he will decertify Iran's compliance with the 2015 Iran nuclear agreement, giving Congress 60 days to decide whether to reimpose sanctions. Republican Congressman Ed Royce chairs the House Foreign Affairs Committee.
As flawed as the deal is, I believe we must now enforce the hell out of it. Let's work with allies to make certain that international inspectors have better access to possible nuclear sites, and we should address the fundamental sunset shortcoming, as our allies have recognized.
Mr. Trump faces an October 15 decision whether or not to certify Iran is in compliance. The Kurdistan Regional Government in northern Iraq warned Wednesday Baghdad is preparing what it called a major attack in the oil-rich region of Kirkuk. Baghdad denies it insists its target is Islamic State fighters to the west. Tensions are high since Iraqi Kurds voted for independence in last month's referendum. Iraqi courts, meanwhile, issued arrest warrants for members of the Kurdish Electoral Commission who organized that vote. Zambia said emergency measures imposed by President Edgar Lungu earlier this year will expire. The emergency powers were invoked July 5 following a series of arson fires in the wake of the detention of the main opposition leader, Hakainde Hichilema, on treason charges. Buoyed by strong corporate earnings, Wall Street ended Wednesday at another record high, the benchmark Dow Jones Index gaining more than 40 to close at 22,872. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.